It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a football Friday. We got a nice game coming up this weekend in Cleveland. Browns, Giants, not the Browns and Jets. Like Deshaun might have alluded to, mixed him up a little bit, but Browns Giants here in Cleveland on Sunday. And now we got a member of the call for Fox, the NFL on Fox, for the Giants-Browns game, alongside Jonathan Vilma. The great Kenny Albert joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Excited to have you in town this weekend. So from this game, it's interesting because it's an out-of-conference game. The Browns start the season with two of their first three games out of conference. What storylines are the most interesting to you for this Browns-Giants game?
Well, I think it's still early in the season, obviously, so it's been a bit of a feeling-out process for both teams over their first two games. They both lost their home opener week one, the Browns, of course, to the Cowboys and the Giants. Lost to the Vikings 28-6, a game that our crew called 2 weeks ago. And then last week, Browns come up with the win on the road. Giants were in Washington, a divisional game, and if not for the injury suffered by their kicker, Graham Gano, early, there's a good chance they would have pulled it out. They wind up losing 21-18 despite not giving up a touchdown, scoring three of their own. So it was sort of a crazy game. Only the second time in NFL history a team scored at least three touchdowns, did not give up one, and actually lost the game. But, you know, as far as storylines, your listeners obviously very familiar with most of the storylines on the Browns side, but from a New York Giants perspective, their quarterback, Daniel Jones, coming back from the ACL injury, the surgery last year, was much better in week two against Washington than he was in week one against Minnesota. They have a terrific rookie receiver in Malik Nabers, who's been targeted 25 times over the first two games. The sixth overall pick out of LSU caught 10 balls in the game against Washington. One of the matchups we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on, and obviously Myles Garrett moves around a lot, you know, left side, right side. But when he's up against Andrew Thomas, the Giants' left tackle, who's one of the best at his position in the league, that will certainly be a fun matchup to keep an eye on. At the running back position, the Giants look a little different this year with Saquon Barkley now in Philadelphia. They brought in Devin Singletary, who was with the Bills for 4 years, Houston last year. Defensively, the three big names, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, and Kayvon Thibodeau. Burns and Thibodeau have been up and down over these first two games. Lawrence has done his thing. Deshaun Watson, very familiar with Dexter Lawrence. They were teammates at Clemson, won championships together, but the Giants certainly looking for more from Burns and Thibodeau this week, and Burns actually showed up on the injury list. So, you know, I think the matchup of Garrett against the Giants' offensive line will certainly be keeping an eye on that, and then the Browns' secondary. You know, I know Denzel Ward's battling the shoulder injury, but hopefully he's out there for close to the entire game, because that would be a really fun matchup to watch if, in fact, he's matched up for the most part with Malik Nabers.
Kenny, I feel like nationally, maybe this is just a fan perspective, but the Giants are kind of treated as like a punchline this year. But Kevin Stefanski said earlier this week that the Giants' record of 0-2 is misleading. Do you sort of subscribe to the idea as well that 0-2 doesn't define who they are, or is it sort of in the line of the Bill Parcells commentary of you are what your record says you are?
Well, he was probably referring to the Washington game. You know, again, like I said, they kept the Commanders out of the end zone. Washington was in the red zone inside the 27 times and wound up kicking 7 field goals. And the Giants, with the injury at the kicker position, they had their punter attempt the first extra point. He missed. And then they went for 2 the other 2 times. They decided not to kick a field goal, which would have given them a lead late. So I can see what he's saying as far as the Giants probably should be 1-1 at this point. You know, they're a team that not only went to the playoffs 2 years ago in Brian Daboll's first season as head coach, but they won a road playoff game in Minnesota. And that was probably the signature game of Daniel Jones' career. Last year certainly took a step back. They finished 6-11. Jones missed more than half the season, started only six games. Now he's coming back from the injury. They have a new defensive coordinator in Shane Bowen, who many on the Browns staff are familiar with. He was in Tennessee and worked with Mike Vrabel and Jim Schwartz with the Titans. So a bit of a new system with Shane Bowen replacing Wink Martindale, who's now at the University of Michigan.
Kenny Albert, NFL on Fox in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's on the call for Giants Browns alongside Jonathan Vilma. And, you know, it's interesting, Kenny, as we've talked about the Browns offense, week one, not really any good on any plane of any existence. Week two was a step in that next direction. And, you know, they got on the board first. They didn't get a second touchdown. But overall, that's as good as we've seen them play this year. Was that a step in the right direction, or was it simply better than the Dallas game? Because we've argued about that all week.
You know, we speak to players and coaches, and this is week three now, so we've had a little taste of it. And with the three-game preseason and the starters, you know, don't play in that third game and don't play a lot in games one and two, it's almost like these first couple of weeks of the regular season are an extension of the preseason. I know the Browns had so many injuries during the preseason, and a number of key players either did not see any action or barely saw any action. So I think that's a part of it. And now, you know, on the update right before we came on, you know, I know a lot of the injuries were mentioned, the offensive line situation, Njoku, who obviously did not play in last week's game. So, you know, it's not a full compliment yet. But in studying for this game, you know, you look at the wide receiver position, that should be a strength. Njoku is one of the top tight ends in the NFL when healthy. You have some Pro Bowl offensive linemen. So I think it's probably just a matter of getting everybody together healthy and just getting the reps and continuing along with the season, because they didn't really play much during the preseason, as I mentioned.
Kenny, two names from the Giants that have come up as potentially concerning players for the Browns are Daniel Jones, particularly as a running quarterback that he is, and the rookie wide receiver Malik Nabers, who has the second most targets in the NFL this season. Of those two, which do you think is a bigger concern for the Browns defense in terms of trying to come up with a game plan and win this game on Sunday?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's a good question. I mean, it's hard to say which is the bigger concern, because a lot of what Nabers does will also depend on his connection with Daniel Jones and how much time Jones is getting. It's a revamped Giants offensive line. They brought in three veterans at left guard, right tackle, players who have been in the league for a long time. I mentioned Andrew Thomas, over at the left tackle, one of the best in the league. And Jones can run. We've seen that from him. He's the all-time leading rusher amongst Giants quarterbacks in franchise history, and it's only his sixth season, and he's missed a lot of time due to injuries. So certainly a threat with his legs. But from what we've seen from Neighbors so far, you know, the Giants haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since Odell Beckham Jr. in 2018, and that's a guy that Neighbors has been compared to often since he was drafted by the Giants. Led the nation in receiving yards per game last year, is the all-time leading receiver at LSU. So the Giants look to have a good one in Malik Neighbors.
Kenny, I'm a little bit more afraid of Daniel Jones's legs than I am necessarily Daniel Jones through the air. You know, was it 2 years ago? He had his best season under Brian Daboll in their first year, and then just outside of that, it's just not consistently been to that level. Why hasn't Daniel Jones put it together and taken that next step following that great season 2 years ago that got him paid?
Well, I think part of it is probably the fact that he's been through a lot of different coaches and systems, three different head coaches over his first 4 years in the league, and now it's his third year under Daboll. And when Daboll was brought in, so much was made of the success that he had with Josh Allen up in Buffalo as the coordinator. And Ken Dorsey, of course, was part of that as well. The Browns' current offensive coordinator worked with Daboll up in Buffalo. So he was highly regarded. He won five rings as an assistant in New England under Bill Belichick, won a national title under Nick Saban coaching at Alabama. So the pedigree was certainly there. And they had a tremendous season year one. Went to the playoffs, like I said, started the season 6-1. Daboll in his first game as an NFL head coach goes for two and the win in the closing minute in Tennessee. And that really, I think, set the tone for the season. The fact that he went for two in the victory on the road in his first game as an NFL head coach, and they wind up winning that road playoff game. But then so much went wrong last season injury-wise. Jones only started the six games. Tommy DeVito came in and became somewhat of a cult sensation in New York. He actually went 3-3 as the starter, but Jones was certainly a big loss. And now here they are in year three together. But Jones coming off the injury, and again, he definitely played a lot better in week two against Washington than he did in the opener against Minnesota.
Kenny, real quick, we only got about a minute left here, but we spent so much time talking about Deshaun Watson, what he is at this point in his career, what type of player he is at this point in his career, if he can ever get back to being the 2020 version of himself. If what we saw last week in the Jags game is at least along the lines of what he's going to be, do you think that's enough for the Browns to be a legitimate threat in the AFC?
I think they can be. We called the number of Deshaun's games in Houston, and you're right. You know, certainly looked last week like he is on his way back, you know, towards becoming that quarterback that led the NFL in pass yards in 2020, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. You know, he's certainly a fun player to watch, and with the receivers that he has around him, the offensive line, the tight ends, you know, especially when Njoku is healthy, the group of running backs and the terrific coaches, you know, on the offensive side with Stefanski and Ken Dorsey. You know, he's getting some great coaching. So I think so for sure that they could challenge in the AFC.
Kenny, great stuff, man. We appreciate your time. Enjoy our fair city this weekend, and really appreciate your time again one more time.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Spencer. Really appreciate it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.